I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
First of all, I hate to break Rowan's bubble here, but I don't think they're going to change
it. Go bust the bubble.
I don't think they're going to change the Undisputed WWE Championship's design anytime soon, because you see how it's getting viral whenever there would be a celebrity or a sports champion, right? It's always that big WWE logo on their chest. So, and you see how viral it gets. So no, they're not going to change that thing anytime soon.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Emil Nate checking in for our Picks of the Week episode. And yes, kahit na midweek na namin itong na-release, we are still gonna talk about last week's picks because ang daming magagandang matches, lots of good wrestling content coming out of the week that was, that we still have to dedicate time for it in the middle of your wrestling week and your weekly wrestling diet as well. Before we get started here, again, just want to say thank you to everyone who was part of our 10th anniversary celebration at Hobby Stadium. If you weren't there, sana may FOMO kayo, because Emil and I, we actually got to witness Rowan ASH finish the story and dance Big Pressure in front of that crowd at Hobby Stadium.
Oh, tas nagano pa, nag-viral pa, nirepost ni Prince Nana himself.
Yeah.
Diba? So, on Instagram.
Bunga yung pag-practice ni Rowan ASH ng Big Pressure. Siyempre, naaliw din naman yung mga tao. Sabi nila, sige pa, pero baka maghubad na si Rowan ASH. Sabi namin, ano to, nito pang macho dancer na routine. So, ito lang, isang dance number lang for halftime. Alright, enough of the funny stuff and the nonsense here. Let's get to our picks of the week. Let's start with Chino and his pick is one of the videos that came out of Maven's YouTube channel last week. And it's what he calls a then and now WWE edition featuring MXM. So for those who don't know, yung MXM, that's the tag team name of Mace and Mansoor, or Mace and Mansoor, formerly the Maximum Male Models. So sabi ni Chino, before we get to what Chino said, the premise of the video is Maven asks Mace and Mansoor certain questions about WWE behind the scenes. So, meron siyang pinapull back na papel, lalabas yung question, pag-uusapan nila, then they compare what it was like nung time ni Maven in the early to mid-2000s and what it was like for Mace and Mansoor during their time in WWE between 2016, or in Mansoor's case, 2018, and their release in 2023. So, sabi ni Chino, it was good seeing MXM back on screen kasi he's always found them entertaining, and it was great kasi they were able to provide insight into current day WWE since medyo recent lang yung releases nila, and a lot of the time, si Maven nagkukwento lang siya about his own experiences, which, while good, was also more than a decade ago. At this point, magta 20 years na since Maven was last employed by WWE. A couple of key insights Chino took note of, first on the issue of pay. Sabi ni Chino, while the current pay scale the WWE uses fairly compensates its wrestlers, sabi ni Chino, it doesn't seem to incentivize talent to work as much as they want to get booked because of what they call the bucket system. So to explain it really quickly, ang pagkaka-explain na Mace and Mansoor is there's an imaginary bucket, and then for every show that they work, merong perang papasok into that bucket, and they don't see that money until yung amount in the bucket, proverbial bucket daw, reaches yung kanilang downside guarantee. So, sinasabi rin ni Chino, how much wrestlers get paid is also mysterious and, according to him, sort of shady. With regard to locker room culture, binanggit nina Mason Mansoor that some veterans and some big stars have their own buses, and it really changed the locker room dynamic, lalo nat parang wala nang visible locker room leader because some of the vets are like, oh nga no, it's me now, I'm the vet now, which is something Mason Mansoor talked about. And then sabi rin ni Chino na, while unwinding after shows is a pretty universal idea, how each generation unwinds is what really made him laugh. So Maven rolling his eyes at the current generation's way of celebrating really is the epitome of the Gen X versus millennial culture clash. So I'm gonna admit, hindi pa ako nakarating dito sa part na to ng video, but it kind of reminds me of yung sinabi ni Undertaker in an interview after he retired na hindi siya nakakasabay or hindi niya masyado bet na yung mga younger wrestlers nagvi-video games in the locker room instead of, you know, going out to the bar or whatever. So given all of that, Emil, what did you think of this video from Maven?
Definitely the more interesting facts that I came out with after watching that video is the pay. Because it's really different from what it was from years ago. Pero parang it's also kind of the same. Eh. If I really look into it, parang magkaiba lang yung the system of how wrestlers are being paid out. But it's still kind of the same. May guarantees pa din. There's still these things na if you work more, you'll get more money. So it's that yun yung interesting talaga eh. When you compare the how wrestlers are being paid before compared to what to how wrestlers were being paid few years ago. And also, syempre yung locker room culture talagang yun mas noticeable yung difference eh. Kasi you got these guys who are much more laid back, like they said it so themselves na there are certain guys who were the young guys before na ngayon sila na yung vets, and they don't exactly hindi nila parang nakuha yung how the locker room leaders so before of how they would act. So the JBLs of the world, the Bob Hollies, the Undertaker, you would see less of them in the current generation, which has its pros and cons as well. Like pros, of course, much more laid back, wala masyadong mga bullies, I think. I don't think I've heard stories of them of bullying in the locker room compared to the stories from before. So it's a different world, but it is still pro wrestling at the end of the day. And magkaiba man ng generations yan, it's still pro wrestling. There's still things na may go on in the backstage years ago and now. So but it's definitely an interesting comparison. And as a perspective of someone who was just who became a fan in the later years, or like I just became a fan talaga in the last 5 years, it's sobrang dami din ko din natutunan doon sa perspective nung time nila Maven.
Yeah, there's always something new to learn whenever Maven drops a video on YouTube. That's why it's one of my favorite YouTube channels. Kasi yung, he was actually there. But tama yung sinabi ni Chino na a lot of his insights are turning 20 years old by next year. So it's great that he actually got the then and now angle with MXM being involved here. And I gotta say, sobrang nakakatuwa magkwento tong sina Mason Mansoor. Very self-deprecating, also pretty sarcastic, which I enjoy. Like sarcasm is one of my favorite types of humor. So, you know, great watch here. And like I said, I entered the recording having seen more than half of the video. Hindi ko pa na ako kumpleto. So I'm probably going to watch it before I hit the bed tonight. So there's that. All right, let's move on to Rowan's pick, which is Triple H and SmackDown GM Nick Aldis unveiling the newly designed WWE Tag Team Championships. Sabi ni Rowan na, you know, he wants to be the belt guy of the pod. And because of that, he's super satisfied that we got two belt reveals in a week. I mean, come on, Rowan. Siyempre, nag-reveal sila ng Raw. They can't not reveal on SmackDown, diba? unang sentence pala, napapa-editorialize na akong puta. So he says na both belts look fantastic, or both sets of belts look fantastic, especially the WWE Tag Team Championships, which now are with A-Town Down Under. He says it's a good homage to the original design of the WWE Tag Team Championships. Diba? Yeah, if you watched the Ruthless Aggression era, the titles that Paul London and Brian Kendrick once held. So he also is happy that in the Triple H era, we're going back to the days where belts look like prestigious belts again. Wow, look at you throwing shade at the championship titles which recently just got retired, Rowan. Damn. Sabi rin niya, even though it's kind of like unlikely, he hopes that the undisputed WWE championship Cody Rhodes is holding will get redesigned. Maybe have the winged eagle Dao modernized, or make the WWE logo big but not as big as it is right now, and it's very in your face. He also says the current World Tag Team titles on Raw resemble the design of the World Heavyweight Championship right now. And while he wouldn't say it's lazy, he thinks it's good but doesn't like how it's round. So, nung na-reveal yung SmackDown Championships, he was like, oh, at least hindi nabilog. Kasi nga, diba, it's a direct nod to the old WWE Tag Team Championships na unique yung plates niya. Rowan adds that he thinks there's a way down the line where the championships can now move from either brand if the champions get drafted, and it won't be a problem because the titles don't have the specific brand colors. Yes, I think that's the idea naman talaga why they went away from the Raw and SmackDown branding and instead went for World and WWE, kind of like the women's champions din, di ba? Raw and SmackDown women's champion. It's now women's and women's World and WWE women's championships. I think yun naman talaga yung punto why they didn't make it as brand specific as it used to be.
First of all, I hate to break Rowan's bubble here, but I don't think they're going to change
it. Go bust the bubble.
I don't think they're going to change the undisputed WWE Championship's design anytime soon, because you see how it's getting viral whenever there would be a celebrity or a sports champion, diba? It's always that big WWE logo on their chest. So, and you see how viral it gets. So no, they're not going to change that thing anytime soon. Doon naman sa sinabi ni Rowan, he has some good points here. I like how the WWE tag team titles was an homage to the old WWE tag team titles. Yun din, when it got revealed, I was like, oh wow, that's different. Kasi sanay na tayo na halos magkamukha yung Raw and SmackDown titles, magkaiba na naman kulay. So the fact that they went out of their way and have new designs for both of their tag team titles speaks to me na it's a new era talaga. And also, it still has the WWE logo, so it's a win-win for both branding and for both this yung sa mga design purists. So I think everyone likes this belt. Like I don't, wala pa akong narinig na people who are complaining about this style change. Maybe I've seen people who are saying na parang isa lang yung kulay, which is just gold. But again, I have no complaints about this. This is a gorgeous new tag team title belts.
Hey, while I am generally supportive of people's freedom of speech and the right to say what they want and to criticize and all of that good stuff, if you have a problem with these belt designs, then I hope that you have design your own championship belt money.
Oh, like, I saw a, to go off topic here for a bit, I saw a funny Instagram video from our local Manila wrestling champion who responded to a comment na mag-change daw ng design yung MWF belt kasi napangitan ata siya or whatever. And then he responded of, from now on, if you want to design your own belt or design another belt, mag-donate kayo ng pera. magbigay kayo ng pera so that we can do what you want. So, I like your point, Stan. Like, these people should put money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll get to our latter three picks of the week. But first, let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Parents, this is your cheat code to understanding your gamer kid. This is Keri Kita, guide for non-gamer parents. I'm Ray.
And I'm Joey, hardcore gamers, hardcore parents. Let's learn from each other. Dito,
keri kita.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back, so let's get to my pick of the week, which is from earlier last week. It is that insane main event from Raw, April 15. Yeah. Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable in Montreal for the Intercontinental Championship. Let's start with that crazy, insanely delightful camera angle from Jey Uso curiously walking out of the arena without a bag, without a shirt on. Di ko rin gets bakit. Then he runs it to Sami Zayn, who's outside and has curiously prepared for a wrestling match, but is saying now for this time I'm gonna be entering it the same way I did 25 years ago through the front door. So you go from Jey Uso to Sami Zayn in one continuous shot. Sami knocks over the recyclable trash bin. High fives fans right afterward, which I think is like a health hazard, but okay. And then has a really good match with Chad Gable. Sobrang ganda ng match na. I think it could have gone either way. I would have lived with either result, but I was so happy Sami got to retain in Montreal. Kasi, alam mo yung sobrang na-condition na tayo as WWE fans over the years. Na pag hometown mo, malamang sa malamang talo ka. Right? Like, that's how it was in the old days. So to see something like this, it was so refreshing. It really made me happy. But then we were thinking, diba, is this gonna turn Gable heel? And turn heel he did, right as Sami Zayn was celebrating and getting a hug from his wife right in front of his family. He got German suplexed out of his wife's arms, which was such a beautiful visual. And the way that Chad Gable turned heel, which Ro telegraphed, was amazing. It was great. A wonderfully told story. Really hit all of the right emotional beats. And it was a great way to counterbalance the feel-good moment that Sami Zayn got after winning the Intercontinental Championship. Retaining it rather, in his hometown.
Yep. And ito, I think we can start associating Sami Zayn with Montreal the same way we associate Punk in Chicago, Piper in Portland, Bret Hart in Canada. So,
Canada is not a hometown.
Calgary, right? Yun yung ano ni Bret, Bret Hart, di ba? Hometown. Okay, so I think at this point, Sami in Montreal is just a different beast. Kasi the crowd really loves him, and every time he comes out, sobrang like Sami gets loud cheers every week, but this one, my God, from sa labas ng arena all the way to the ring, people nonstop, they cheered for this guy. And even in the match, this also makes up for his loss last year at Elimination Chamber. Diba? He also had that moment that natalo siya doon, but this time he came out with a victory. And also the heel turn was done perfectly kasi I was looking at the clock. No, I actually watched it live and I was looking at the clock. Sami won, but there was like 3 minutes left, so I thought, okay, the heel turn is probably not gonna happen now because there's only a little time left on the clock. And then at 10:59 a.m., only a minute left from on the show, they did that heel turn. And man, that everything from the entrance until the heel turn was perfect. One of the best Raw main events in the last 5 years for me.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree. All right, let's move on to Rose pick of the week, which is from AEW Dynasty, or as Nigel McGuinness wanted to say in the Queen's English, Dynasty. One of my favorite moments from that show. Anyway, international championship defense Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly. Sabi ni Ro, fans of the Undisputed Era, like myself, will love this matchup because Ro did. And it's classic Roddy versus KOR, the KOR that we all know and love. And no one knows each other better than two guys who've teamed together in a couple of different iterations across different promotions. And kita mo naman yung comfort nila, di ba, with one another. It sucks lang daw that the crowd wasn't super into this because of the bangers before and after it, which is a symptom of TK's PPV booking, which you mentioned, Emil, in yesterday's Weekend Reactions episode. Plus, nag-cool off na rin yung Undisputed Kingdom and sobrang nag-cool off. Kaya, you know, I could tell as well na this match was not as hot as we all would have wanted it to be.
Yeah, I agree with the you know, thoughts, Nero. I love the Undisputed Era. But I was kind of heartbroken. Okay, they turned on Kyle O'Reilly because I was hoping that we would get them, you know, the three members of the era together again. But this was a really good match. It was. But it was the placing of the match in the card kind of didn't help because it was they put it in a spot where people were starting to get tired, and it wasn't yet the time that you have the big matches that people were really looking forward to. But this one was a banger. I really like this one. If you watch this one on its own and without watching any matches in the card, you would think this match was match of the night. And same thing, I was hoping the crowd would have been more into it, but the last 5 minutes in the match pretty much made up for it because they really picked up the pace and the action was more hard hitting in the last 5 minutes. And I was satisfied with the Roderick Strong win. Some of us predicted that Kyle O'Reilly should win this, but with the return of Adam Cole, we were talking about it on the live stream as well. With the return of Adam Cole, suddenly there's signs of life there with the Undisputed Kingdom that maybe they can get back to where their story where the storyline should have started. You know? So, ang laking bagay din nun na Adam Cole returned at the end. Nagising din yung crowd when Adam Cole returned at the end and it was revealed that he could walk again. Not sure if he's clear to wrestle, but contrary to what the reports were saying, at least, you know, he can walk again and probably could do promos, you know, from now on.
Yeah, you know, Adam Cole can stand on his own. So I guess next step is he can dance and love and dance again like Jennifer Lopez. So good for you, Adam Cole. Let's see if it heats up the Undisputed Kingdom and gets them their momentum back. All right, let's close things out right here with your pick, Emil, which I think Wrestling Twitter will all agree with.
Yes, so my pick of the week goes out to the best match of that Dynasty card, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. And my God, this match was everything. It was based like a NJPW main event. Because it really started out really slow. And with the caliber of talent of these two, like I could just put trust in both of them to have a match of the year caliber candidate, and that's what we saw. You know, picked up slow, but by the end of the match, we were popping for every kick out, every move. There was a sequence where I think it's one of the best sequences I've seen in all my years of being a wrestling fan, where Bryan was at the corner. Will was on the opposite corner, and Bryan was getting ready to do the yes chat, the yes taunt, and the knee. And Will Ospreay was removing his elbow pads. It was very anime. And then nagkasalubong sila, and was Will who hit Bryan with the hidden blade. And that ending, that finish, I don't know if nagkaroon talaga ako ng duda if Bryan was just working us or he was legit, or was he legit injured? But I don't think Will would have hit the hidden blade if Bryan was legit injured. So they worked us. They really did. A lot of people are already saying that this is match of the year. And I will agree. This is, I think by December, when we're now pooling picks for our match of the year, this match will probably still be the number one on most people's list. So that's how good this match was. Good is an understatement. This match was fucking outstanding. What I know masabi aside from that. Will Ospreay, pang ilang match pa lang to? Like fourth, fifth?
Who's counting?
In AEW?
Who cares? Like, his matches are probably great. They're awesome. I don't care why. If they're on pay-per-view or on TV. Like, they're bangers.
Dude only had less than 5 matches so far in his AEW tenure and already has like what? 4 or 3 match of the year candidates. Ospreay is just the best in the world right now.
Yeah, hindi mo na ata nabanggit kanina, Emil, so dadagdag ko na lang yung spot where Will Ospreay was going for the Oz cutter, then he got hit right in the head with the Busan.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh god.
I think that's the highlight of the of the match, the gif of the entire show. So, you know, great stuff from two of the best in the world. And it is highly recommended as a pick of the week. So yeah, go.
Stan, I don't know if maybe we have the time for this question. There were a legit debate that went on online after the match. We talked about this on our Discord. So I just want to get your quick thoughts on it. Of great match, little build up, or great build up, not like a great match. So, what do you think about it? Of that whole thing.
Story first, away. So you can't tell me that. Oh, you know, I don't care for the storytelling or the build up. But the match is great. Like, get out of here with that. It's not how I like my wrestling. I care pa rin kapag merong magandang kwento heading into it. I want to know why these guys are fighting. I want to know what's at stake. And maybe that's me speaking from the place of being a commentator, someone who works in the industry, but that's my opinion. You know, I care more about the storytelling. And I think it's lazy if you say na, oh, the match was like a 7-star match. I don't care if the buildup was shit. I don't care if the storytelling was barely in there, or God forbid, non-existent. I really prefer stories being fleshed out over there being little to no build-up. That's being like, boom, match of the year candidate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just want to get your thoughts there, because a lot of people are invalidating the other match of the year candidate match. So parang natapataasan sila ng ihi online. Both match are really great on their own. You gotta understand.
Ano ba yung Cody Roman?
Yeah, Cody Roman, yeah. I've seen a lot of things about it online.
I guess it's a result of like the WWE and AEW rivalry, diba? You have that. You have homers on both sides. And far be it from me to be called an unbiased voice, given who I work with and work for. But, you know, it is what it is. Ganun talaga. When you have a rivalry and you have two clashing fan bases, when, you know, as Adam Copeland once said, why can't we all just be like wrestling fans or whatever, you know?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for our picks of the week. Kung meron kayong gusto idagdag, feeling nyo may kulang, or may gusto pa kayong pag-usapan, may gusto kayong i-recommend sa amin na wrestling content, you know where to find us. It's at Wrestling2xPod on TikTok and on Twitter. And everywhere else, it is at Wrestling Podcast. Individually, it is at EML_Meister, at Chino Supersized, at Rowis War, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. We will catch you tomorrow for our weekly live stream, 7 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube. It is at Wrestling Podcast. And until then, we got to get out of here. So thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. For Emil Nate and our co-hosts who cannot be here for this episode, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast. Out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.